Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. Wake
up, wake up. It's the Wake Up Call.
106.5 The End. Used to like to go to breakfast drunk. 3 in the morning. You ever do that? 3 a.m., Denny's, IHOP. Here's what you do. Next time you're like with your friends, 3 in the morning, do this. Order the biggest breakfast on the menu. When they get to the part where they ask you what kind of eggs you want, just be like, Easter, and could you hide them from me? And stare at them till it's awkward. The menu says 2 eggs any style, and the style I have chosen is Easter. So. Oh, no, if you want to get a manager, do what you got to do. Look, I want to tell you how to do your job.
That was pretty funny.
I found out, I don't know why, but that makes me think of Denny's. And hey. I found out that the Denny's near my house closed.
You didn't even know there was a Denny's by your house.
Yeah, apparently nobody did. But yeah. There was a Denny's right by my house. Not far. Like maybe 3 miles from my house.
Okay.
It closed down. I didn't think Denny's closed down. I didn't think that...
That's a really good point.
I thought they were just like national monuments.
Yeah.
Like they just existed and we have to all just... Like there's the Lincoln Memorial. There's Denny's.
Yeah.
You can go into either one for free whenever you want, 24 hours a day. Just be respectful.
God, that's so true.
But it closed. It's turned into a Huckleberry's, which I'm more excited about.
I don't know what that is.
Huckleberry's is so good. It's like a Denny's. But they have like a New Orleans theme to it. You can get beignets and stuff.
That's fun.
Yeah, it's real good. So anyway, good morning.
Good morning.
That's the Wake Up Call. 5:34. It's going to be another hot one today. Gavin and Katie are here. Kevin's off. He's a little under the weather, but we got producer Jacob.
Hey.
I need to talk to you about something because you're going to love this, Katie.
Okay.
Because I'm pretty sure I learned this from you, but I applied a tactic last night.
Okay.
That saved the day.
This sounds like me. Go on.
I had a feeling you were going to say that. I'm brushing. I'm getting everybody ready for bed.
Yeah.
Okay. So that is with 3 kids all under the, age of 11. It's a full court press. And I'm brushing my daughter Zoe's teeth. She's 3 years old, and she's fighting me, okay?
Oh,
which she usually doesn't do, but so I'm I got her jaw in a grip, and I'm brushing her teeth, and she's screaming, no! And I go, stop it! I think I see Elsa! I'm going to get those sugar bugs! Like all the little things.
Oh, yeah,
again.
Yeah.
And I look in her nose. And I think that I see something in her nose.
Oh, no.
Now, she's our third kid. We've never had any kid put anything up their nose.
Okay.
You did.
I did.
Which one was it? Was it Abby?
Audrey.
Audrey,
yeah.
Put a...
bead.
A bead.
Abby put something in her ear.
Okay.
Audrey shoved something up her nose.
So we've never had a kid, 2 boys,
yeah.
Never had any of them put anything inside themselves.
Okay.
Okay. But I'm looking and I'm pretty sure it's a pee.
Oh.
Okay. And we haven't had peas in a couple days.
But maybe she had peas at school.
Oh, she might have. That's a good point. But she has been saying like playfully, my nose hurts. But she hasn't been saying it in any kind of distress, so we were just like, yeah, that nose.
Wow.
You know what I mean? So, and I see it, and I go, oh, God. and it's up there.
Oh, no.
And I'm pretty sure it's not a booger. So I call my wife. I go, I'm going to need your help on this. And whenever it comes to, I need your help, I need you to hold her down or something, my wife is terrible.
Why is that?
It's like her arms turn to noodles. It's like hold the concept of hold our child down so I can do something. She goes, got it, chief. And then just goes. And like the kids like flailing all over the place. I can't tell you how many times I had to go, Stacy, hold her still. So I think I'm sure if there's any doctors or nurses listening to this, I'm sure you're going to tell me this was a terrible idea. But I grabbed a pair of tweezers.
That's how I got the bead out.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah.
Because the whole time I'm thinking, like, if she flails around, man, I'm going to really hurt her.
Okay.
This.
I mean,
so I did, and I was not getting it.
Okay.
I was not. So that's how you got the bead out. So maybe I didn't learn this
from
you.
Well, go ahead.
Okay. So then I went out, and we still have, like, those baby suction things.
Right.
Tried that. That didn't work.
Okay.
And now she's screaming. Now it's bedtime, and she's real. She's wailing.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm looking at the situation, and I'm thinking, and I didn't think, what would Katie do?
Well, that's your first mistake.
But I'm looking at the situation, and I'm pretty sure something you did at some point flashed to
me. Okay.
And I go, I have an idea. I go, get away. And I clear everybody back because now it's a spectacle. Now the boy.
Oh, I'm sure.
The 5-year-old's naked with a toothbrush just hanging out of his mouth, just watching the whole thing. And my 10-year-old, who's anxiety ridden, is running around with his hands flailing in the air. And I go, everybody back off. And I grab my screaming, crying 3-year-old.
I know exactly what you did.
Did I learn this from you?
Go ahead.
I put my hand, I plug up the other side of her nose. I grab her head, and I put my whole mouth on her mouth, and I blow as hard as I can. And I do it 3 times, and the pee shoots out the other side.
Yep.
Did I learn that from you?
You learned it from me, but I've done that. I do that for different reasons. I do it to torture my husband. I think it's very funny. And I do the reverse, which is I like to sneak up upon him when he's like sleepy or like just laying in the bed watching TV. And I like to cup my mouth around his nose and blow. But I'm sure I've told you that and made you realize that it all is connected. Because what happens,
it is.
When you blow through somebody's nose, it makes that air come out of their mouth and it makes a hysterical sound.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. So kinda.
Kinda. Yeah.
Okay. Well, so kinda. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You're welcome.
The Wake Up Call.
On 106.5 The End.
I don't know why this was done, but a scientific research was done on the sunniest places and countries in the world. There is a lot of information here, and we will not waste our time combing through all of it. But we'll skip to the one thing that is the most interesting to come out of this. And remember, this was the world, not California, not the U.S., the planet. And the place with the most sunshine in the world is Sacramento, California. We did it, guys. We did it. And listen, I don't even fully understand the science as to why, but it looks like someplace in Asia gets a lot of sun, like as far as daylight goes. But it has a lot of cloud cover.
Oh. So the weather plays a part of it in it, too.
Correct. So that takes it out of it. And then it says down here, during the month of July, Sacramento achieves the sunniest month for any city on Earth with an average of 14 hours and 12 minutes every day of 98% sunlight. I mean, wow. Vampires, don't come here. We are not your city.
Also, redheads.
Yeah, redheads. You're not welcome.
That, and you know what?
Katie is a redhead, by the way. Katie, if you don't know, Katie is a redhead.
Natural redhead. I have always felt like an outsider in my own city.
Mm-hmm.
Born and raised in Sacramento. It's very important for people to know. Proud of my city. Always felt proud, but always felt
like an outsider.
Other.
Yeah. Oh.
And now I know why. And as a person who Gavin describes as being made of flash paper, when I used to drive to work in the morning, like during normal commute time, before I drove to work in the dark for this job, especially in the summer, I would have to wear long sleeve shirts in the car because my arms would get sunburned on the drive to work in the morning.
Well, now windshields and car glass have UV protection in it, so you don't have to worry about that part anymore. So we're adapting to you.
Okay. Listen, I think that's a really cute and everything, but this explains just so much, and I think it's time for me to move. And I never thought I'd say that, but this city isn't for me anymore, and it turns out it never was.
I mean, I don't know. I love it here, and because of the sun. I love being in the sun. It just makes me, you know what I did yesterday?
What?
Laid out in the sun.
What a lot. I can't even imagine doing that.
You are a giant recessive gene.
Yes, I am.
If we were animals in the wilderness, you would have never made it past the age of one because you're practically an albino.
Except I'm very strong.
Well, okay, but I mean...
You're right, somebody would eat
me. You're pale. Yeah. I'm shocked you don't have red eyes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, when it comes down to it, I don't understand what it's like to be you.
Well, guess what? I don't understand what it's like to be you either.
It's wonderful. It's wonderful to be me.
Oh, my God. So I've had people be like...
I almost never sunburn. I almost never sunburn.
I don't... No. Okay. We went to Mexico last week. And I had to spend the entire time in an SPF shirt. Oh. And guess what?
Like a baby.
Like a baby. Which, by the way, I put sunscreen on under that because it was only SPF 50. The shirt only provided SPF 50, okay? Do you know what got sunburned on me?
What?
The top of my hands.
Oh, my
And you can
God.
See exactly where the SPF shirt stopped and where my hands where the sun saw my hands.
Yeah.
And, I mean, if I sat on a bench for too long, the top of my knees got sunburned.
Oh,
like,
boy.
It is unfair. It's very unfair. I've had people be like, why don't you just, like, lay out and get a tan? My body doesn't do that. I don't know. What do you mean, lay out and get a tan? This is something my skin doesn't do.
There was a last summer... Katie and I were lucky enough that we were able to bring our families together to Hawaii. And
yeah, it was so fun.
It was like I had a mother all over again, where she followed me around with the thickest, gloppiest sunscreen. And I kept telling her, I'm fine.
I kept saying, we're closer to the equator.
Which doesn't make sense, okay? I sprayed myself in the morning, and usually, that's good. I'm done. I'm done for the day. But she kept following me around. Gavin, you're getting pink. I'm going to put some right here. And I was getting a little pink, but I know my body, and I know that pinkness, by the end of the day, will be gone. My body will just absorb sunburn for the most part.
The opposite was me... constantly reapplying my sunscreen, constantly. Yet, I left with the worst sunburn I'd ever had. And it made me start to think that sunscreen is a scam a little bit.
All right, so let's take this out. Okay, to recap, Sacramento, according to science now...
is trying to kill me.
It is the sunniest city in the entire world.
Well,
we get the most sunlight. So where do you want to go? Where do you want to move to?
Well, I think
where are you going to take all of your redheaded, pale-ass people?
We take ourselves back to Scotland.
You're going to go back to the Highlands.
We gotta, okay? It's a cloudy climate. Granted, don't think that that means you can't get sunburned, okay? Still put on your sunscreen. The sun is still out. But cooler climate, cloudier climate, and because redheads can't be in the sun, our bodies make more vitamin D than other people.
Is that true?
Mm-hmm. Wow. Evolution.
You're like a mutant. You're like in the X-Men. What's the worst superpower ever?
I disagree.
Wow. Big D, what's your superpower? I make vitamin D.
But only for myself.
But only for myself. Does that heal you from injuries? No. makes me in a better mood.
Wow. Well, listen, good luck out there,
yeah,
all right?
I'm going to need it.
The Wake Up Call.
On 106.5 The End.
Hey, look at me. Hey.
Hey.
I'm proud of you. Katie overcame a really big lifelong fear while she was in Mexico.
Now, I don't know that I've completely overcome it.
Yes.
But I did something. I did it, okay? I did do it this time.
And there's proof of it.
There is
proof. If you want to see it, text the word SWIM, S-W-I-M, S-W-I-M, to 73389.
I have three big fears.
Yes.
Open water, porta potties, and holes. And
you forgot being away from me.
That's too terrifying to even think about. And when we went to Mexico, we stayed in this resort that has a river that runs through it, all through the resort. It's absolutely stunning.
Not a natural resort.
It is not a natural river, but it has natural water flowing into it.
Oh, wow.
And so it also has lots and lots of fish in it.
Wow.
Yeah. So we were on the ground floor of this resort. And when you're on the ground floor, your room on the you have a patio, and that patio is right above the river.
Okay.
So you literally, and there's even a ladder, like you basically have river access from your room.
Okay.
And there are places all over this river that they have burrowed out, like kind of these little caves.
Yeah.
And they hung hammocks in there.
Beautiful.
And there's all these little places that if you can get to the other side, you can do all this cool stuff.
Okay.
Well, I really wanted to do some of that cool stuff. But to do that cool stuff, it meant you had to get into the river. Now, they had paddle boards and they had kayaks that I could have gotten to the other side using those, but you had to reserve them. And we didn't reserve them in time. So the only way I was getting over there was if I was swimming.
Okay. Now, when you say river, describe, like, how wide is this? How deep was
it? It was 19 feet deep.
That's not that. Okay.
Well, what?
Listen, I'm not here to dim your shine. Okay.
What? How deep is too deep for you? What difference does it make?
When you said, because I know in the past you've said, I'm scared, and we've talked about Folsom Lake.
Yeah.
You and I went out on a jet ski one time.
Yeah.
We fell off the jet ski, and you freaked out.
I freaked out.
Because you were over open water.
Yeah.
Well, Folsom Lake is like 250 feet deep.
Kevin, the depth of it does not matter.
So what does matter?
That I can't touch the bottom.
That you can't touch the bottom.
Or see the bottom.
I understand.
Okay. So,
and how far across is it?
Oh, God. It was probably 100 feet across.
Okay.
Okay. Right. I mean, it was, you know,
100 feet of not being able to touch.
Not at all.
And
not even close.
And frankly,
had I touched, I would have lost my mind because there was like a whole bunch of mossy stuff in this river, which that is as bad as just being in the water itself. If something touches me, oh, my God. God.
All right, I texted SWIM to 73389, and I'm looking at the picture. Katie's bad with numbers. That is way further than 100 feet.
Oh, is it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's like 300 or 400 feet that you had to swim.
Okay. It might as well have been a mile as far as I'm concerned. So it was the last day we're there, and my husband had gone to do something, get a drink or something. I'm in the room, and I'm staring at that. I'm standing on that platform. I'm staring at that water. And I go, F it. And I threw on a life jacket because you have to wear a life jacket in the river.
Okay.
And I climbed down the ladder. And as I climbed down the ladder close enough to touch the water, I froze.
Now, wait a second. You didn't tell your husband you were about to do this?
No.
This is what got you in trouble when you broke your foot. I'm going on a hike through Yosemite. Would have been nice to somebody to say that, but instead you just climb down an embankment,
well,
step on a beaver dam or whatever the hell happened.
He knew I was going out that day. Okay. He did not know I was getting in the water.
Okay.
So I throw on the life jacket. I get down the ladder and I'm like, oh my God. And then I thought, gotta just let go. And I just let go of the ladder handles and I just threw myself back. And now I'm in, okay? Now I'm in, and I'm like, okay. And then I'm swimming, and I'm swimming, and I'm going to the other side, and I kept just saying to myself out loud, you're so brave. You're so brave. You're so brave. So I get to the other side, and I see my husband come out of the sliding door onto the patio. He's looking around. He doesn't know where his wife is.
Right.
And I just shoot my arms into the air, and he sees me, and he goes, what are you doing?
Who put you over there?
And I said, I did it. And he took, and he goes, oh my God, and he took my picture. Then I realized I got to get back.
Mm-hmm.
And to get back, there was so much moss on that ladder that I had avoided when I jumped off of it, but couldn't avoid when I went back. So I had to swim even further up the river a little bit to get out on a beach. So I get out. Burst into tears.
Because you're so brave. Well, it's Mexico. You're so valiente.
Yes. And I was so scared and my adrenaline.
Okay. The last thing, when you text in swim, by the way, to 73389, you see pictures of all this. You're leaving out the last thing, which is a video. There's some big ass fish in this water.
They're like three foot long fish.
Did they touch you?
No.
Were they around you?
I don't know. I made big splashing motions to try to keep them away from me, but I could not keep that moss. That moss was trying to touch me.
Well, listen, I am clapping, as I'm sure all of Sacramento
is doing. Understand, this does not mean I have overcome the fear. I was just able to do it that time. I will not be committing to open water.
But if we wanted to do it again, all we need to do is put a hammock on the other side of Folsom Lake, and you will swim across it.
From the 916, it's the Wake Up Call.
On 106.5, The End.
The End.
Guys, I've got terrible news. Brad Pitt said in an interview he's close to retiring.
Okay.
No, not okay. Oh. That's not how we respond to this.
Okay.
He was interviewed for GQ. He's got a new movie coming out called Bullet Train. Looks really fun. And in it, he said the line, my career is on its last leg. And when pressed a little bit more information about that statement, he said, yeah, I'm not sure how much longer I'm going to do this. He's going to retire.
Okay.
No, it's not okay. Stop saying
Sorry.
I'm not ready to live in a world where Brad Pitt isn't in movies. I'm just not. And I you can call me brave if you want to. But somebody, we all feel that way, and I'm just saying it out loud.
Okay, so you think that this is something everybody feels. I mean, Kevin, he's 58 years old.
I was at Target the other day.
Okay.
And guess who checked me out?
I don't know.
A little tiny man that was 70 if he was 100.
Okay, you think that he is happy to be working at Target? Something tells me if you're 70 and you're working at Target, it's probably because that's the only... You need the money.
First of all, how dare you sit there and say that not every single person that works at Target is filled with the same enthusiastic zeal that Brad Pitt has for every time he steps on
a movie set.
You're okay. Right. Second of all, yeah, you're not allowed to retire, Brad. I'm sorry. You're an American treasure. You're a talented actor. And you got a pretty face that seems to get prettier with time.
Yeah, it does.
I don't need this in my life.
Okay, let's think of it a different way, okay? You love Brad Pitt.
Mm-hmm. We love Brad Pitt.
Okay, we love Brad Pitt. Where is he on the Clooney scale for you?
Right below.
Right below, okay.
Right below.
Where is he on
Sometimes a little above.
Where is he
Don't
on
tell
the,
George.
On the Reynolds scale?
Tied,
okay. All right.
Ryan Reynolds is I would place Ryan Reynolds on a solid third, and here's why.
Okay.
Just on talent.
Sure.
Brad Pitt's a better actor.
You're right.
And George Clooney's a better actor than Brad Pitt.
Okay.
That's the scale.
Okay, got it. So the Clooney Pitt Reynolds scale.
As long as you get, yeah.
Okay. So you love him.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you should love him so much that you want him to be able to enjoy the rest of his life without working. nuts.
Is this that silly philosophy of if you love me, let me go?
No, it's not that.
Okay, because that's malarkey.
He's not going anywhere.
He's going away from my eyes and my heart.
Well, okay, but maybe he's just tired of it. Maybe he's just tired.
When's the last time you saw Brad Pitt in a movie?
I can't even remember the last movie I saw.
Right. I think that's the problem. What? I'm talking to the wrong person.
No.
I can't just talk to you.
No, you could talk to me. It's just that he's a human being. And at some point, what do you think? He has to just work forever till he dies?
Or I die. Yeah, one of the two.
Okay.
Because when I'm in heaven, I won't care if Brad Pitt's still acting. I
hope not.
I'm pretty sure. I don't know. I would imagine heaven gets movies.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, it's heaven. We probably get them early.
I think you get it.
Okay. So I'm not.
What if he wants to do something else with the rest of his life? What if he wants to start a charity?
Okay.
Okay, and that's where he wants to put his focus.
Okay.
What if he wants to, like, his kids are getting older. Like, what if he wants to spend time with them and then, like, soon be a grandpa or something?
Okay, film it. And then put it on the big screen so I can watch.
You're a selfish son of a bitch.
No arguments here.
You know what? I hope Brad and Clooney retire the same time.
Clooney basically has retired, and that's what I know what it feels like to have. I can't have all of my loves disappear from my life.
Right. Okay.
Okay. And Brad Pitt is still, he's still got it. Clooney, don't tell George I'm saying this.
Gavin.
George is getting a little, he's getting on the brown side of ripe a little bit.
You just think that because he got a wife.
No, I mean, yeah, but like he's getting, the next time you see George Clooney, it's like, oh, wow, you do look old now. And it's because I don't see him for so long.
Okay.
Okay, but Brad Pitt gets better with age. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, I think that was his last movie. God, was he fun to watch. He was good in the movie and good looking in the movie. Bullet Train, the trailer's out now. Go watch it. It's on YouTube. I showed producer Jacob. What'd you think?
I can't remember.
That's the wrong answer. That's the kind of talk that's going to get Brad out of our lives.
I am really sorry you're going through this.
I appreciate the empathy.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I am not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
And now it's time for Doja Cat's favorite game. She plays it whenever she's not vaping. It's
Gavin.
Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Gavin. I think didn't she quit vaping?
She did.
But that's because it was ruining her career.
No, it was to free up more time for Are You Smarter Than Katie. Let's talk to Jason from Sacramento. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
Fantastic. You are competing for an almost record-setting $360, okay? Like, if you, I'm not rooting against you. I'm not. But if you lose, we tie the record for the all-time highest jackpot in Are You Smarter Than Katie, okay?
Got it.
All right, five questions. Here we go. Question one, Back to the Future. The musical has been in London and getting great reviews, and it's now been announced that the stage show based on the 80s movie is coming to Broadway next year. What speed did the DeLorean have to go to travel back in time? 3 seconds.
120 miles per hour.
Alrighty, question two. Justin Timberlake went viral for an embarrassingly bad dance that he did on stage, which you can see by texting dance, D-A-N-C-E, to 73389, and he just issued a playful apology to his fans for dancing so poorly. Who is Justin Timberlake married to?
Oh, jeez.
3 seconds.
I totally forgot her name.
Two. One. Yep. Moving on.
Pass.
Question three. Johnny Depp is still on his victory tour high and just announced that he's going to be going on a national tour with his band.
who are called the Hollywood Vampires. Vampires were made popular by the author of Dracula. Who is that?
Bram Stoker.
Question four. There is a new coronavirus subvariant emerging that is resistant to natural immunity from Omicron as well as the vaccines. But experts say getting vaccinated and boosted will still keep you out of the hospital. True or false, kids as young as 6 months old can not get vaccinated yet.
That is true.
And finally, Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness is now available to stream on Disney Plus and is expected to be one of their biggest streamed movies ever. If it logs 240,000 hours in the first day and it's 2 hours long, how many people have watched it?
So 240,000 hours and it's 2 hours long?
Yes.
120,000 people?
Okay. Katie! Here she comes. There she is.
Here I am.
Why are you holding a mirror?
I was putting my mascara on out there.
Oh. You gotta keep yourself busy doing something, I
well,
guess.
Well, I mean, also just to see myself.
Sure. There she is.
So I don't forget who I am.
Yeah.
Whoa, I scared myself.
Reminder, you're defending $360.
I know.
Question one, Back to the Future. The musical has been in London and getting great reviews, but it's been announced that it's coming to Broadway next year. I'm excited. I'm sure you are, too.
I'm sure I am.
What speed did the DeLorean have to go to travel back in time?
Oh, my God. What speed?
Yes.
85.
So close.
Really?
88 miles per hour. Question two, Justin Timberlake went viral with an embarrassingly bad dance that he did on stage. Once again, if you want to see this really bad dad dance, text dance to 73389. But he just issued a very playful apology to his fans.
Which is very funny.
Who is Justin Timberlake married to?
Jessica Biel.
That is correct. Question three, Johnny Depp is still in his victory tour high, and he just announced that he's going to be going on a national tour with his band.
Oh, my God.
His band's name is the Hollywood Vampires.
Okay.
Vampires were made popular by the author of Dracula. Who wrote Dracula?
Bram Stoker?
Yes! Look at you! What a literature!
Well, I think it was a movie, no?
It was, yeah.
Okay, that's
why. They even called it Bram Stoker's Dracula.
I think that's why I know.
Question four. There is a new coronavirus subvariant emerging. And this one is resistant to natural immunity from Omicron and the vaccines. But experts say that getting vaccinated and boosted will still keep you out of the hospital.
Well, sure.
True or false, kids as young as 6 months old cannot get vaccinated yet.
Cannot get vaccinated? That is false. They can now.
Not quite yet.
Really?
Soon. Soon. It has been approved by the FDA and the CDC.
The way that you asked that was really confusing.
True or false, kids as young as 6 months cannot get vaccinated yet.
Is true.
That is a true statement.
It's weird to say that, like,
there's a negative in it,
yeah,
and it's a true. Okay, all right, there's the trick. Question five, Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, your favorite film so far of the year.
Oh, God, it's my favorite.
It is now available.
So many capes.
So many capes. Did you know the cape flies around on its own?
I don't care.
All right. It's now available to stream on Disney Plus. It's expected to be one of their biggest streamed movies ever. If it logs 240,000 hours in the first day,
240,000. Okay.
And it is 2 hours long. How many people have watched it?
What? 240,000 hours in one day.
And it's 2 hours long. How many people have watched it?
120,000.
That's what he said. No, that's not right.
Okay. That's a
I mean, listen, not a bad guess.
That's
I see what you're
very
doing.
Very hard question.
2,000 people. All right, here we go. Final score.
Oh, God.
Jason from Sacramento, California.
Oh, God.
Versus Katie from Rocklin, California. Final score. Jason 2, Katie 2.
Oh, my
it's
God.
A tie.
It's a tie.
$20 Ooh. Gets added to the jackpot tomorrow. Listen, Jason, I am not celebrating your loss. But woohoo! We have tied the all-time high jackpot. Tomorrow's going to be exciting. Jason, what is it that you have to say for yourself?
Today I am just as smart as Katie.
Just
that
as smart.
Is correct.
106.5, the end.
It's the Wake Up Call.
It's more of the Roses time on the Wake Up Call. We're talking to Ashlyn. Good morning, Ashlyn. How are you?
Hi.
How long have you and your boyfriend David been together?
8 months.
This month it'll be eight months. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys just recently got back from a trip to Oregon.
Right.
When you got back, you realized that his iPad was in your backpack as you were, like, unpacking.
Like, yeah, his iPad was in my backpack, so.
So you texted him and said, I have your iPad. I'm going to drive it into work.
No, I'm going to drive it to your house.
You texted him and said, I have your iPad. I'm going to drive it over to your house. But in between you texting him that and you giving him his iPad back, something happened to it. What was it?
Well, when I took it out, it was working. So later, when I picked it back up to put it in my bag, I noticed that it had been, like, totally wiped. Like, the whole device was, like, factory settings.
Oh,
but I knew that
remotely.
It had been, yeah.
All right, so we're going to call David. I'm going to put you on hold, and we're going to offer him some free roses, see who he sends them to, okay?
Okay.
All right, Ashlyn's now on hold, and we're going to try calling her boyfriend, David.
War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.
It's David.
Hi, David. This is Tammy with Verizon Wireless. How are you doing today?
I'm fine, Tammy. How are you?
I am good. Hey, I'm calling today with a special gift that we're offering to all of our valued customers. Today's gift is one dozen long stem red roses, absolutely free. I won't be asking you for a credit card number. You won't see an additional charge on your bill or anything. It's just a promotion we're doing to show you how much we appreciate your business. Does this sound like something you'd like to take advantage of today?
All right, sure. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to send them to Ashlyn.
Okay. And then before I get her address, you are able to include a personalized card to be delivered with the roses. What would you like that to say?
Just say, love you, babe. And, like, make sure yeah is like YA, not YOU.
Got it.
Hi, David. This is Gavin. And that was actually Katie. We're on the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. We were asked to do this by your girlfriend, Ashlyn. And it was because she thinks that there's a chance that something's going on in your relationship, some infidelity possibly. Ashlyn, are you there?
Hey.
Okay, so Ashlyn's back on. So the reason why, David, and I'm going to tell you, she has not talked to you about this, but she, when you guys got back from your trip to Oregon, your iPad was in her bag, and she texted and said, I'm going to drive your iPad over to your house. And in between you doing that, she saw that you remotely wiped the iPad. Do you deny that?
No, I did. That's true.
Okay, good. This is good. This is good. Now,
so what's going on?
Yeah,
it seems like sketch, man. Are you like...
I mean, it does make it seem like you're doing stuff on the iPad that you absolutely do not want her to see.
So have you been talking to girls?
No, of course. I'm not talking to anybody.
So why did you wipe your iPad? You have to understand how it looks.
I'm sure, David, that you can see how this looks.
I just don't want people to see my search history. It doesn't matter.
Why?
I just don't want. I just didn't want you to see my search history.
That makes it sound like he's looking for hookers.
But why? Like, what are you talking? No. You're acting so sketch right now. What is up?
It just feels a little too early.
Hold on a second.
For you to see the kind of videos that I watch.
The kind of videos I watch. Are you talking about porn, David? Are you talking about porn?
But of course.
I don't care about porn. Yes.
Okay, but are you talking about, like, we're talking legal stuff, right?
Yes, of course. Yeah, everything, of course. Totally. Yeah, it's just like, I don't know. It's maybe not what everybody is into, and I just wasn't ready to have that conversation. I didn't want to be judged for
it. What do you mean? Just tell me what you're watching.
This is definitely not the time and place to be specific about this.
Are you somebody that is not very comfortable talking about sex?
Yeah, I mean, I just don't want to.
Right, okay. So as long as you're not looking at anything illegal, right, it's nothing.
No, it's not even that weird. I just don't want to.
You
don't, the details.
Yeah, you're okay. So you think that you guys are just not at the point in your relationship where she needs to be privy to all of your dark fantasies.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, it's not even that weird. I just didn't want someone to see it as like just like a list. It's just,
what is it? Oh my god.
I don't think it's any, okay, so Ashlyn, I think I get what he's saying.
I think he's just embarrassed. Yeah.
It's been 8 months, though. It's like,
I think you guys are going to be
fine. I'm not going to blast him here, I guess, but I don't know. We'll see. I kind of hope he'll be honest with me at some point.
We are getting some text messages into 73389 of people who want us to ask you this question, David. Like, is it anything that's gay?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I mean, not that there's anything wrong with that,
okay,
too. You know, so, okay. Now on, you guys take the torch and run with it. I think we're done with War of the Roses, okay? It's 106.5 The End.
Gavin's phone scams on the 10th.
Mika emailed me and she wanted me to phone scam her dad, Gerald. And Gerald is the owner of a pool service company. So I am Don Quake, everyone's favorite old cranky conspiracy theorist, and I'm calling to complain because the chemicals that they used on my last service, they turned me purple.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
This is Gerald speaking.
Who am I speaking with?
Just said my name is Gerald, sir. I'm going
to
help you.
I need to speak to a manager immediately.
That's me. How may I help you?
Okay. All right. All right. Now, listen to me. My name is Don, and I am super mad at whatever boy you had come out here to my house for service because they use some kind of chemical, and I have a big problem now, and I'm pretty pissed off about it.
I'm sorry, sir. Can you tell me what the problem is?
I don't know what kind of chemicals you're using over there or that boy put in there, but when I jumped in the pool, when I got out, it has stained my skin purple, and now I look purple. I am purple from head to toe.
Sir, I'm sorry. I have no idea how that would happen. We just use
Listen to me. I don't know how it happened either, but you need to answer for this because I can't go around looking like a fast food mascot. I have the body type that some describe as teardrop, and I cannot be purple because I look like Grimace from McDonald's.
Sir, did you tell me what your name and address is? I don't think you gave me that information.
My name is Don Quake. That is my last name, okay? And I live in Folsom. I want to know what the hell did he even put in my pool that would make me purple?
I have no idea, sir.
Is it possible that you people put something in there that marks me as somebody who's a truth seeker so that when the government sees purple people walking around, they know that that's somebody we gotta take out?
No, sir. We do not mark people. We do not try to hurt them or besmirch them.
Is it possible, sir, that you hired somebody who might have lied to you, that they work for the government and they're marking people?
Of course not. If anyone went over there, it was probably my son.
I feel like you are hiding something about your employees, or maybe they are hiding something from you.
No, sir. I'm trying to be as transparent as I can. We'd love to help you. Maybe give you a refund. That's what we could do. Is if we want every customer to be satisfied.
Okay. All right. That's good. All right. Now, will you also cover my expenses for makeup? That's what my wife says. She thinks that I should purchase a bunch of concealer so I can conceal that I am purple.
Sir, I think that's going a little bit too far. I think it's
too
pretty
far.
Generous.
Too far is that I look like a blood-filled pimple. That's what's going too far. I can't walk walk around society like this. I can't go to my meetings. I can't go to the grocery store to buy our charcuterie boards for our meetings. And I'm all upset.
Well, I can hear that, sir. I'm sorry that you're upset, but to be honest, I don't know what more I can do for you. I mean, even without proof, I don't have pictures of you. For all I know, you could be making this up.
Okay, all right. That's a good point. All right, so I'm going to go onto your website, and I'm going to email you pictures of me, okay?
Okay.
All right, now I am going to strip down to nothing so you can see that every single part of my body is purple.
Well, I don't need you to be in your skivvies. You don't have to be naked. Just
nope,
in
I'm
going to
show you everything, okay? I'm going
to
show you that I'm not lying. And you can see that every single, even my bathing suit area is purple.
I don't need to see that much detail, sir. I appreciate your thoroughness, but I don't need to see that much.
Okay. Well, I'm going to do it anyway because I just like to, I think that it'll be kind of a charge.
A charge?
Yeah, I think I'll like it.
Who is this really? Are you serious right now?
No, I'm not serious. This is Gavin from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. It's a morning radio show. Your daughter Mika is the one who wanted me to do this.
Oh my god! Oh, she would do something like this. Oh, it's terrible.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Wake Up Call
on 106.5 The End.
Mr. Panic at the Disco is coming to the Chase Center right before Halloween. We've got tickets. We want to give them away. And that's why we're talking to Kayla from Lincoln. Good morning, Kayla. Good morning, Kayla. Take two.
Kayla.
Good morning.
There she is. Third time's a charm. Did I hear your radio? Is your radio on?
It shouldn't be. Hold on.
It shouldn't be. Gonna throw Hello. You off. There we go. All right, so we're gonna play Describe in Five. Have you ever heard us play this game before?
No, I haven't.
Okay, so here's what it is. You have one category, and you have to tell us what the category is after we list five things. Okay, does that make sense?
Yeah.
So an example would be orange, red, blue, yellow, purple. Though the category is
colors.
Okay. Nice. Yeah. There you go. Okay. So you know how to play this game. Now, is there a time limit on this?
No.
There's not. Okay.
No.
This is great.
I do not know how many they need to get in order to win.
Well,
but
I'll tell you what. Let's figure it out as we go along.
I love that.
All right. Oh, you have to get two out of three. That's what it is. You got to get two out of three to win. Okay.
Oh,
so
a whole bunch more than that.
Well, look at you, overachiever. All right. Kayla, Katie's going to list five things. And then let's say 30 seconds to figure it out. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Hot dogs, hamburgers, potato salad, watermelon, fireworks. What is the category?
Fourth of July.
Fourth of July. What?
Or Fourth of July barbecue.
There you go. Nailed
okay.
It.
Nice. Good nailed job. It. There's one.
Okay. Okay. Now this one's going to be a whole lot harder.
Good. Because okay. That one was super easy.
He's super easy.
Yeah.
Okay. Chase, AT&T, MetLife, Bank of America, Gillette. What is the category?
Banks?
Nope.
What was the last one?
Gillette. So Chase, AT&T, MetLife, Bank of America, Gillette.
Life insurance.
No. Remember, AT&T is in there.
We've got 10 seconds.
Okay.
Phone carriers.
No. Okay.
No,
I'm going to call
you're
it.
You're going to get it.
Do you guys know what it is?
Are those sports arenas?
Companies that sponsor stadiums or arenas.
Ooh, that was a tough
one. That was
one.
A tough one.
That was a tough one.
Okay. Okay. Ready?
Are we doing another tough one? I kind of want another tough one.
You want another tough one?
I want another tough one.
Okay, I'm going to give you a tough one.
Kayla sounds like she's up for the challenge.
Okay, okay.
That's what they say about people from Lincoln.
That's what they always say.
Because they make the choice to live in Lincoln. Yeah, so it's like it's they must there. Be up for the challenge.
It's out there. Yeah. Right. Okay, okay, here we go. Ready?
Ready.
Jack, Dr. Finkelstein, Sally, Zero, Oogie Boogie. What is the category?
Ooh.
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah! Yeah!
Good job, Kayla. Man, that was fun. That was fun. Did we really play two out of three? We do. We played two out of three.
That's it. Okay.
All right. We can make it harder next time because I was having too much fun during that.
Yeah,
and apparently,
fun.
Katie made 72 categories.
I couldn't remember how many categories we do. So I was just like, well, I better have too many than too little.
Kayla, you got yourself some tickets to go see Panic at the Disco at the Chase Center, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
Here we go. You're listening to The Wake Up Call.
The Wake Up Call.
The Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End.
I have many things on my bucket list, and they are all exciting and fun. One of which is I want to die in a horror movie. Another one is I want to be the guy doing it wrong in an infomercial. Yeah. But Katie says that there was a 90-year-old woman that just got to do something that she knows is on my bucket list. And it's making her think, well, how hard could this be?
Now, I need you to understand, I am feeling this way, and you made me feel this way.
Okay.
This is your fault, okay?
I'll take that on.
There was a time when we talked about a boy that fought off a mountain lion.
Yes, I remember that.
Okay. And your reaction to that story was, well, how hard could it be then?
I stand by that.
If a kid could do it. How hard would it be?
I'm a grown man with big muscles. I could do it. I could definitely do it.
Well, one of the things on your bucket list is fight a bear with a chair.
Specifically with a chair.
And I'm here to tell you that a 90-year-old Tennessee woman did just that.
With a chair?
With a lawn chair.
What?
And it has me thinking, well, how hard could it be?
How hard could it be?
Okay, her name is Altha.
Altha?
Yeah, A-L-T-H-A.
Yeah.
Which seems like a bunch of letters when you put them all together. It's harder to say than you think it's gonna.
Well, that was the number one name for girls 90 years ago.
Right. Altha Williams.
Okay.
Okay. She came out onto her front porch. She's seen bears before.
Who hasn't?
90 years young, you've seen a bear or three. Okay?
In Tennessee? Get out of here.
Walks out on her front porch. Comes face to face with a mama bear and her two cubs.
Does it say what kind of bear?
It did not say.
Because that makes a difference.
I don't think it does.
Because a brown bear, like this kind you see all the time at Tahoe, they seem like they're just lovable idiots.
Okay. Not when they are protecting their young.
Mm.
And she said she came face to face with it.
Okay.
And she said she has seen bears before, but never this close and never one that she felt was going to get aggressive with her. So she turned, found the first thing she could on her porch, which was a fold-up lawn chair.
Yeah.
And she fought that bear off.
Successfully. She's alive.
She's alive, and she said that she just feels so blessed that she lived.
So the score is Altha 1, Bear 0.
Yeah. Now, do you still want to fight a bear with a chair?
I do, but this has taken the wind out of that sail.
It's a tough pill to swallow.
It is. And I'm going to add even more context to this, okay? Because not only is she 90, she's Tennessee 90.
Yeah, yeah. So in Tennessee years, she's like 120.
120 at least.
Yeah.
She has gotten to 90 years. She's survived on a steady diet of Sunny Kiss and Slim Jims.
Right.
You know, like she's gas station food.
Yeah.
So she can still do it.
She can still do
it. And when I always said I want to fight a bear with a chair,
uh-huh.
What I always pictured was a sturdy wooden chair.
Nobody thinks to themselves, I want to fight it off with a lawn chair. There's nothing threatening about a lawn chair. The most threatening thing about a lawn chair is that I'm going to sit in it and it's going to break.
Right. Let's assume for a second that the lawn chair was even one of those sturdy things you get at Dick's. Okay?
Okay.
Like a soccer mom chair.
Got it.
Okay?
Yeah.
I guarantee it wasn't. It was probably
It was the kind that has those rubber strips in it.
Yep, with that made out of aluminum.
And she has had it for years.
Years. Every time she sits down on it, she's nervous she's going to fall through.
Yeah.
Okay. That worked.
Yeah.
I still want to do it.
All right.
But you're 100% right.
Well, I'll tell you what. Listen,
could it be?
You can still do it.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
But now when you tell people, you know, people are just going to go, okay. Like, tell me you fought off a bear with a chair.
I fought off a bear with a chair.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, that's exactly good for you.
Yeah. Right.
So did my meemaw.
Yes. And then they'd be like, well, oh, wow, you're so young.
Yeah. What, were you bored that day?
Now, when you thought about fighting a bear with a chair, did you have any techniques? I know it was a wooden chair.
Well, it's a lot of, okay, so you hold the chair by the back, obviously.
Okay.
But only one hand by the back, the other hand up front.
Okay.
Okay. Don't get too scared. It's got legs. You got an extra like foot and a half.
You're keeping
that you can
it at distance.
Yeah. And it's often a step, like a lunge,
okay.
But then retreat,
okay.
Because he's going to swipe at you.
Uh-huh.
She's going to swipe at you.
Right.
Okay? Then when they swipe, hit him.
Oh, with the chair.
With the chair.
Got it.
And that time, hit him in the head. That was my plan.
To be clear, this is an attacking bear. This is not a peaceful bear. We are not in favor of fighting nice bears. This is a situation Why are you doing a maybe face?
I'm just saying these are your rules, but go on. I'll hear them out.
I don't support you fighting any peaceful animal. Can I tell you what would be a more impressive thing that's I know is on your bucket list than this now?
Provoke a bear into fighting you.
No. Getting into that castle on 80.
Now, we got to do it, guys. We're changing topics, but we got to get on the castle in 80.
Now, if you came to me, tell me you fought a bear with a chair.
I fought a bear with a chair the other day.
Oh.
All right, let me tell you the other one. I got into the castle on 80 yesterday and walked around.
No!
Yeah, see? Yeah. Let's see a 90-year-old do that. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, okay. All right. Well, I appreciate
you. Keep it on the list. I'm just saying.
Once again, destroying my dreams.
I apologize.
All right, that's it. Everybody, enjoy your day. It's going to be another hot one, obvi.
Obvi.
And
we don't have to keep saying that. It's summer now.
Yeah, that's true. I feel like if the news is saying it, we should be saying it.
Hey, we're going to start saying we're the news now.
What's with all the road closures in Sacramento, by the way, recently?
I didn't even know we had any.
You should watch the news.
I'm not going to watch.
They tell you two things. They tell you one, it's going to be hot.
Okay.
And then two, they tell you what roads are closed. Well, and apparently there's been a bunch of them lately.
How about you watch the news?
Ugh.
And then you just tell me. I got other stuff to watch, Kevin.
What are you watching? Oh, reality TV. They're fine. They don't need you to watch them.
Oh, my God.
They just don't. They don't.
Okay. You're taking things a little far. What am I going to watch on the news? The news, Gavin.
The news.
You watch the news.
I like to watch as often as I can to find out what's going on in Sacramento. And sadly, it's either something ridiculous or murder. So
we've gotten to be a very shooty city.
So
here's what I need to know.
Yes.
I need to know if there are road closures from this studio to Rockland. Those are the only places I go. I told you this. The pandemic It messed me up.
Yeah.
Okay? I don't leave the house anymore. I now pay a monthly fee.
Yes.
So that I can have all my groceries delivered with no additional cost. I have groceries delivered to my house. I haven't been to a grocery store in months. I have stuff delivered to my house every single day.
I like going to the grocery store.
Because you're a loser. That's what somebody who watches the news would say.
All right. I'm not going to sit here and take this anymore. It's time for Julia's show anyway. So goodbye.
Goodbye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.